It's time for this fella, this young gun we keep hearing about, who's had a boom off-season. Hit the tape, Gibbo. Now, this young fellow who joins on the line's got no idea what we're doing here. We have a cryptic song to introduce our guest, and I've got no idea what this one is, Fletch.
Well, it's not very cryptic. It's just Mitchell had a bit of a crush. Oh, this is his celebrity crush on J-Lo. Is that true, Mitchell?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, back in the day, so he's got me there.
Okay. What's your favourite J-Lo song?
I'll say Jenny from the Block.
Yeah. That's good, Mitch.
Didn't really listen to the songs.
Video hits, yeah. Channel 10
yeah.
in the mornings. What about a bit of Rage?
Oh, maybe back in the day. I don't think so. I'm probably too young for that. So
yeah, when you say back in the day, I was about to say back in the day. How old are you now?
24.
Right, so back 24. In the day when you were like 22.
Yeah, you could say that.
Hey, Mitch, you're a country boy from Mackay. If you weren't playing rugby league, or maybe better asked, when rugby league is all said and done, and hopefully that's in 8 or 10 years' time, what are you going to be doing with yourself?
Oh, good question. Not really sure. Well, I guess before footy, I was doing a bit of my chippy apprenticeship, so might have a look at going back to that. It's a bit hot to do that up here, so I'm not really sure.
Hey, Mitch, has Toddy Payton told you if you're in the squad for round one, or what's he been saying to you?
He's kept it pretty close to his chest. I think it's been pretty competitive. So played in the trial on the weekend, and that was all well and good. So hopefully in the round one squad, but he hasn't really given away too much to any of us.
Well, you won the coach's award last year, but the coach who gave you that's not here. So, but look, how have you found Toddy Payton? How have you found Dean Young?
Yeah, it's been good. Both been pretty intense. It's been a bit of a tough pre-season, probably tougher than what we've had up here. So they flipped it on its head a bit, and we've been right into it. So I'm looking forward to playing and seeing how everything goes, I guess.
Now, Mitch, I hear you've got a love of your life in his name. is it a she or a he? I'm not too sure. It's a German Shepherd, though, I understand.
Oh, yeah, my dog Wally, so... yeah, I like spending a bit of time with him.
How does a German Shepherd go in the heat? Because I know they can pant a bit. How does he go up in the heat?
Yeah, he struggles a bit, actually. It is pretty hot up here at the moment too. So he stays inside a fair bit, actually. So keep him out of the heat, but he's not too bad.
Hey, Mitchy, tell us something about one of your teammates that probably our listeners don't know. He's a little insider for us.
Oh, I think Scott Drinkwater has ADHD. I don't think he's been diagnosed, but pretty sure he's got something wrong with him. So
he's up and about. He's actually my son's favourite player, Scott Drinkwater. So he loves the way Scotty Drinkwater plays. What about Val? Are we any closer to knowing where Val might play? Is he more going to play fullback or wing or a combination of the two, Mitch? What are you expecting?
Oh, I'm not too sure. I reckon... probably going off the trial on the weekend. I'd say probably do that wing, switch to fullback sort of thing that he's done in the past. And I'm really not sure with what Toddy wants, but I think it worked on the weekend. They went pretty well having Drinky there, and then Val come in and had a pretty good second half. So I'd assume something like that, I reckon, would work pretty well.
Hey, Mitch, we just got a text through. We've got a question. Must be a fan of yours. You're quite popular. It's from a moose at Mundingburra. I hope I'm saying that correctly. Mundingburra. Do you know where Mundingburra is?
Yep, that's the suburb I live in.
Oh,
yep.
There you go. It's Moose from Mundingburra. He says, coach's award, ? Are you still the teacher's pet, and what are you going to do to go back-to-back?
sounds like Josh McGuire sending text messages, but... Nah, I don't know.
You don't know. Are you the teacher's pet? Because no one likes a bit of a brown tongue. But
No. Well, that's, I think, Shane Wright. We call him Chalk Nose. So I think that's his sort of role up here.
Very, very good. Gibbo's lost it here. Hey, who's in for a bumper season? Who do you think that many haven't been speaking about, but they're ready to really fly this year?
good question. I think Hesse's looking the best I've ever seen him. I think he's had some people into him in the past, but I think he's ready to go. I think he's had a good preseason, and I think he'll have a pretty good season, I reckon.
Mitch, when you do the promotional shoots at the start of every year, we've just noticed that you've had a haircut the last 3 years before you've had a photo shoot. And, look, I'm going to be honest, it wasn't the greatest look. I've seen you look better. Why do you keep on continuing getting a shit haircut just before you go on?
Well, I think one of them, I got my head shaved there. That was on Australia Day weekend 1 year, which wasn't really the plan. We had a few too many beers, and the clippers came out, so that was shocking. And I think the next day we had Channel 9 come up, which I didn't know about, so I ended up having a bald head on everything. So I've kind of avoided that now. Mate, doesn't look too good.
I reckon they've mixed you up here because you're not a bad-looking rooster. There is one particular photo which they've called you Mitch Dunn. When you Google Mitch Dunn, there's a picture of have you seen that before? And who's the player?
What is it?
See that, Fletch? That's not Mitch Dunn there, is it?
No.
That's Mitch Dunn over here.
Correct.
So there's a picture. If you Google Mitch Dunn. Anyway, what's happening in your own life? Tell us a bit about Mitch Dunn. What shows you're watching, etc.
A lot at the moment. Just been into footy, but I don't know, watching that the All Blacks documentary at the moment. That seems to be pretty interesting. So just started that. But otherwise, it's just been footy at the moment. It's a bit too hot to do anything outdoors up here. And if it's not too hot, it's raining. So,
what about cooking, Mitch? Are you a big? How's your cooking skills?
Oh, not really. I've got a missus, so I kind of just bring home the groceries and then she does most of the cooking at the moment.
Okay. Would you like to get into that sort of thing? Would you like to be a chef?
Oh, I don't think so.
Okay.
I'd rather just eat the food.
Solid. Solid comment.
Yeah.
How's Big Tamalolo shaping up?
Yeah, he's same as always. He's ready to go, I think. He's a big kid and he's just... But he's ready to rip in, I think. So, same as always for him.
Mitch, are you doing something else while you're talking to us? It sounds like, are you playing Fortnite or what are you doing?
No, I'm just kicking back in front of the telly. So, that's about it. Not much to do this afternoon.
So, we were talking earlier when we started the show about weird combos of food, like peanut butter and jam sandwich or peanut butter and honey sandwiches. Growing up as a kid, did you have anything that was considered a bit odd in the food game?
A bit odd. Maybe like Vegemite and honey. Is that weird? That's not too bad.
That's not weird.
Vegemite and honey. I've done that.
What about Spam? You've eaten Spam?
No. Not a chance.
Ever been to a Turkish prison?
Not a chance. No.
Hey, Mitch, we're gonna our tipping comp. We're gonna do something a little bit different this year. We're gonna do like a nudie run tipping comp. So our listeners are going to have to nominate a player, and if they can get past 12 games or more without scoring a try, so playing the whole season without scoring a try, then they're in the running to win. You've got a tally of one try so far. Are you expecting to be a prolific try scorer in 2021, or do you think the former form might just hold its course?
Oh, I hope I can score a few more tries. We didn't win many games last year either, so maybe that was a part of it. But I don't know. I just seem to not be able to find the line. So hopefully I can get a couple more.
Before you go, tell the Cowboys fans why you're playing finals in 2021.
New coach.
Yep.
Have a new look. We're going to play different. So I think hopefully everything can click into gear and we'll be there at the end of the year.
Who's your tip to win the Cowboys Player of the Year in 2021?
Oh, I think Jace has won 5 in a row at the moment.
Wow.
So he's probably paying $1.05 to go again. But
how's Morg shaping up?
A safe bet. Yeah, actually, he looks pretty good as well at the moment. So he could be a smoky.
And he'll be right for round one, ready to go?
Yeah, he's ready to go. He'll be good. Josh McGuire might be there as well.
Okay, very good.
As well, so.
There you go. All right, mate. Well, listen, great to chat. Go well. I'm tipping you to make the 8. I do think that Toddy Payton is a genius alongside Dean Young, And we think you're in for a big year. So, mate, go well.
Thanks, fellas. Thanks for that.